When you sort of look across other tumor types and see the safety data that's evolving of bevacizumab, of course, there are trials in colon and breast also. What are some of the data sets that have come out in the last year in terms of safety that have implications for adjuvant therapy that you all considered in this?
Well, obviously, the nasal septal perforation is a minor issue, but something that came out. The reversible posterior leukoencephalopathy certainly gave us pause, but since it's reversible and identifiable, less of a concern. The concern of CNS events was a big issue, but there's some reassurance given the AVAIL trial. There's also a poster today showing that the risk for hemorrhagic events in the brain, even with patients with brain metastases, is not that high in lung cancer patients. And so that was a little bit reassuring, though not directly related to this study. The long-term use of the drug is something we don't know much about, and clearly, as an anti-angiogenic drug, there's a risk for increasing myocardial infarctions, increasing risk of stroke. The AVAIL data is reassuring in that they weren't seeing it, but again, these are patients with metastatic disease who don't have a long life expectancy. In the adjuvant setting, we're going to have patients, though they're only exposed to the agent for a year, are then going to be hopefully living for a number of years thereafter. And that is something we're going to have to watch for, and we won't know until the study's probably already finished accruing. And that is a concern, but again, given the extreme lethality of the disease when it recurs, I think that we're still going to, if the drug ends up showing the survival benefit, we are hoping it will, I think that that will offset any potential deficit to survival related to cardiac mortality. So,
what were some of the discussions that went on in determining that you're going to take the Bev out to a year?
Our first initial thought was perhaps to go to 2 years because that's the highest risk of relapse with this disease. But obviously, there was a lot of pushback on that, given, first of all, the cost of the drug and the safety concerns of long-term angiogenesis. And so we came up with a compromise, basically, of the year.